Walt?
Sisters and brothers in Christ, through the sacrament of baptism, we're initiated into Christ's holy church. We're incorporated into God's mighty acts of salvation and given new birth through water and the Spirit. All this is God's gift offered to us without price. Pastor Allen, on behalf of the congregation, I present Ruthie Ann Bacon for baptism.
Thank you, Walt. William and Kim, you bring your child Ruthie today, seeking the best for her, because you're responsible parents and because you love her. You are Ruthie's protectors. You're her providers. And in the language of the scriptures, you are her shepherd. So, Kim and William, on behalf of the whole church, I ask you a few questions to affirm that your hearts and minds are right with God. Question 1. Do you renounce the spiritual forces of wickedness, reject the evil powers of this world, and repent of your sin? Do you accept the freedom and power God gives you to resist evil, injustice, and oppression, in whatever forms they present themselves? Do each of you confess Jesus Christ as your Savior, put your whole trust in His grace, and promise to serve Him as your Lord, in union with the church which Christ has opened to all people? Will you nurture Ruthie in Christ's holy church, that by your teaching and your example, she may be guided to accept God's grace for herself, to profess her faith openly, and to lead the Christian life? To those of you who've gathered here to support them and to sponsor them, I have a question. Friends and biological family gathered around, will you support and encourage Ruth in the Christian life? And if so, say, I will.
I will.
To the church family, the Christian family, which includes you who are seated and you standing here, I have two questions. The first is this. Do you, as Christ's body, the church, reaffirm both your rejection of sin and your commitment to Christ?
We do.
And second, will you nurture one another in the Christian faith and life and include these persons now before you in your care? With God's help, we will proclaim the good news and live according to the example of Christ. We will surround these persons with a community of love and forgiveness, that they may grow in their trust of God and be found faithful in their service to others. We will pray for them, that they may be true disciples who walk in the way that leads to life. Friends, let us stand and join together in professing the Christian faith as contained in the scriptures of the Old and New Testament. Do you believe in God the Father?
I believe in God the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth.
Do you believe in Jesus Christ?
I believe in Jesus Christ, His only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day He rose again. He ascended into heaven, is seated at the right hand of the Father, and will come again to judge the living and the dead.
Do you believe in the Holy Spirit?
I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting.
Please be seated. Our service now continues with our insert. The Lord be with you.
Also with you.
Let us give thanks to God.
Let us give thanks and praise to the Lord our God.
Creator God, in the beginning you set water apart from the sky and earth to be the source of life. You gave us the gift of Ruthie and all children a blessing of life. Throughout the ages, you've creatively used water to cleanse the earth and your people. From the age of Noah to the time of Moses, you carried your people to the land of promise on and through your majestic waters.
Thanks be to God.
Incarnate God, in the beginning you were nurtured in the waters of the womb, from which you came to restore the world. Baptized in the waters of the Jordan, by your life you bore witness to the abundant love of God. In your presence, ordinary water became luscious wine. With water you humbly and graciously revealed yourself to your disciples. And by your death and resurrection, you overcame humankind's sin so that we may come to this pool of redeeming water.
Thanks be to God.
Spirit God, we call upon your presence now to bless this water, to bless Ruthie and her parents as they seek reconciliation by the grace and mercy of your enduring faithfulness. Bless these waters that they may be for them the font of new birth, washing away the old life of sin, revealing for each a new person born of water and your spirit, filled with your love.
Thanks be to God.
O triune God, as the spring of your abundant living water gushes up to eternal life, may all who receive these baptism waters live a life in humble service of Christ's holy church to your honor and glory, now and forever. Ruthie Ann, the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, I baptize you. I know. Abundant water and abundant grace. Ruth, can you stand? As I place my hands in Ruth, I invite you to place your hand on top of mine, and William and Kim do the same. And I invite all of you who are standing here to reach in, put a shoulder on him or a hand on William's shoulder. The Holy Spirit work within you, that being born through the Spirit, you may live a life in the presence and blessing of God, and all God's people said,
Amen. Amen. Just like that. Okay, you're
done. Can you get it? Ruthie Ann, child of God, you are sealed by the Holy Spirit in baptism and marked as Christ's own forever. Amen.
Thank you.
members of the household of God. I commend these persons to your love and care. Do all in your power to increase their faith, confirm their hope, and perfect them in love.
Amen.
Friends, let us joyfully welcome our new baby sister in Christ. Through baptism, you are incorporated by the Holy Spirit into God's new creation and made to share in Christ's holy church. We are all one in Christ Jesus. With joy and thanksgiving, we welcome you as a member of the family of Christ. Welcome. Ruthie Ann's namesake, and great-grandma Welter is 93 years old. She just told me. Friends, let's stand and sing. Hymn number 557, Blessed Be the Ties That Bind. Stones Mill Hunt Club that you're all invited to, thanks to the extravagant generosity